I loved him. Arnold, my only friend, now he's dead.
I know it's difficult. I feel the same way.
How could you know what he meant to me? I loved him so much. He was my cat,
Arnold.
The only cat I ever truly loved. My cat,
Arnold.
More than a cat, nothing compares to him. He was my cat,
Arnold.
How could he die and leave me all alone? Arnold, I miss him. That he's gone, I'm alone.
You're not alone. You still have me.
It's not the same. How can I go on without him? I'm lost. He was my cat.
That was called Arnold's Dead.
which I think is pretty self-explanatory. To explain who Arnold was, first I played an older song called My Cat Arnold. Next, I'd like to play a song that requires a bit of preparation on Michael's part. And since you can't see what he's doing, I'll tell you. Okay, he's got this thing, it looks like a bean pod, and then he's got these bells around his wrist. And I think he's ready to go, yeah? I used to have a lot to say, but my mind is a blank. Something's wrong with me. I'm out of touch with reality.
Hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear this chair?
I can hear the chair very well.
Incredible. Karen Mantler performing live here at WFMU. Karen, we had a request from the listeners that when you talk louder so they can hear you a little better. Your singing is fine. The performance is excellent.
Well, thank you. Am I talking loud enough?
If that guy calls back, we'll let you know.
Okay.
So thank you for explaining. What? Did you take? You can take. Incoming calls here. Someone else is going to complain about a level, I'm sure. Thanks for explaining who Arnold was.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I'm a cat person, and it's what drew me to your music first. It was Arnold. And then, of course, your music took over.
Well, that's good.
But Arnold passed away on your birthday, huh?
Yeah. It was a good death, though. I mean, he died of old age. He wasn't run over by a car or anything. So we were together, it was my birthday, my parents were out of town, and he just slowly drifted away. So, you know, as far as death stories go, I think it was a pretty happy one. Well, as happy as it could be.
We're still getting our microphone set up here. I think the microphone levels are correct now for talking.
Oh, okay, good.
Nope. Yes.
For those listeners who maybe you want to know what kind of music that we play, What kind of music is it, Karen?
Funeral music. Took me a long time to think that one up, but yeah, and also maybe I should tell you that was Arnold featured on that song through the miracle of tape recording. Yeah.
Well, why don't you continue performing? Again, you'll be live at CB's Gallery
right, on
Saturday night.
Yeah. Good.
Karen Mantler and Michael Evans here at WFMU.
Was a song called Vacation, and it's sort of an old song. It was from my first record, and now we're going to play a song that was from my second record, and it's called Waiting. Till then. there's no way to know what will happen, but I'm sure that something will, and I hope that it soon. How long can I wait? As long as it takes.
Karen Mantler and Michael Evans performing live at WFMU. Karen?
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I'm here.
And we can hear you.
Oh, good.
You're playing a keyboard right now. Is it true that when you were growing up, you spent a lot of time under pianos?
Yeah, I mean, when I was born, my mother was going on the road, so I immediately was on the road, and as a baby, not able to leave me alone, she would keep me under the piano, or, well, she tried to check me sometimes with a coat check. Sometimes that worked. But I think that's why I'm very comfortable on stage, because since a baby, I was on stage.
You slept under the piano at some very famous festivals, in fact, didn't you?
Yeah. I don't remember what they were, but I remember that Don Cherry used to be the only other person I ever saw under the piano. He liked to sit on the floor a lot.
Now, you also had a traumatic experience in high school when you had done a tape of music that you submitted to an attempt to get credit, I think, for being taught by your mother.
Right.
And what happened when you submitted the tape of the music that you composed?
They hated it. They couldn't believe it. I had these very simple songs that were really dissonant, and I was, it was very early in my musical development, so I hadn't really discovered melodies, so I just sort of screamed the words over the top, and they really hated it. And in fact, they not only wouldn't give me credit, but they suggested I leave the band, which I played clarinet in. And for the rest of high school, all I could do was I took up the harmonica, which I could play by myself, and I would sit in the corridor, actually on the steps to the music room, and every day they would kick me off the steps. So that was the end of my musical career in high school.
So you vowed to get revenge, and this is it.
Yes. Maybe they're out there listening.
Well, let's hear some more music. You have a mesmerized audience right here in the studio.
Oh, boy.
Oh, they disappeared. They were here. But there's a mesmerized audience out there as well. So play for them. Karen Mantler and Michael Evans performing live at WFMU.
Suspense, the thrill of the unknown. What will I say? I can't predict. Where will this all lead? I don't want to know. I'll take a chance. Can't get much worse. Who knows, they might improve. There's always hope. When will I learn to trust myself? Embrace mystery. Don't be afraid. That was a song called Mr. E. Now I'd like to play a song called I Hate Money. This is one of the songs from our new record. Money, romance, and fame. So overrated. Pipe dreams cause pain. Working all day, no time for fun. Life is hard for slow pay. Whoever asked to live this way? How can I afford to quit when my rent is overdue? I really hate it. This terrible world is full of greed. Why is it so hard to be happy? If you're not rich, life is a struggle. But there's still hope. Keep on trying. Maybe one day you'll get rich. Sad, but there's no other way. There's no happy ending, but that's no reason to give up. I really hate it.
Karen?
Yes.
Since you hate money, you'll be happy to know we don't have any for you.
Well, that's the only reason I agreed to come and play here.
We have Karen Mantler and Michael Evans performing live. Karen's playing harmonica, and she's playing keyboard. Michael has all manner of percussion. Quite an impressive ensemble, and a bit of a nightmare to Mike. Yeah. But Michael Middlesdorf, Mike, actually, is here doing the engineering, and thanks to him.
Mike's doing a great job.
The sound is coming through. Just to quickly get back to your autobiography here, which I love, you typed up your own autobiography, which explains exactly what you've been through. There's certain things I wanted to share with the listeners. You obviously fancied a career in business administration for your parents' record label, didn't you?
Oh, well, I sort of got stuck doing that. My father had been training me to help out, and I was interested in the music business, but mostly I wanted to be a musician. But then he decided he really couldn't stand living in the United States anymore, moved to Europe, and said, okay, you're president. And so that was when I was 21, I think. And or was it? So
it's Watt Records, right?
Yeah, it's called Watt Works. And this is all my mother's records are on this label, and also all my father's records. And it's distributed by ECM.
Can we mention their names? We haven't. And let's not assume that people know who your parents are.
Well, Carla Bley is my mother, and my father is Michael Mantler.
And they started the Watt Works record label.
Yeah, they started this label a long time ago, maybe 25 years. And it's grown. It's now has about... It has over 30 records on this label.
Thanks to you.
Well, yeah, I helped keep it going, but I only did it for about 3 years, and my musical activity just went down the drain. So my mother said, look, I'm going to get somebody else to do it. I think it's more important that you play music. So that was a relief.
And you moved back to New York then?
Yeah.
You were upstate in, where were you?
Yeah, she lives near Woodstock, and that's where I pretty much grew up. So I was there for a couple of years, and I was really glad to come back to the city.
And you came back to the city and spent a lot of time writing a lot of depressing songs.
Yeah, well, during this time, while I was running the business, Arnold died. So it was sort of like a double whammy. All of a sudden, I was in an office typing on a computer, and...
But you were president.
Yeah, but that's even worse. I mean, then you're really responsible for everything. And, I mean, this is just a family company, so it's like me and Mom, you know, no other workers. So that was really hard, and then when Arnold died, I didn't know what to do. I didn't write anything. Well, I wrote Arnold's Dead, and then I had a big blank. And then I started writing, and they all sort of reflected how I felt. I was depressed for quite a while.
These are the songs that are on the album Farewell.
Right.
Which is out. It's available.
Yeah, it just came out yesterday.
Where can people find it?
They can find it at Tower Records, and in fact, they even put it on a listening post so you can go and listen to it too.
And a lot of the songs you're performing today are on the album.
Yeah.
Great. And it looks like you're going to do some more.
Yeah, we've got some more. Well, since we were talking about that sort of dark period of my life, I think playing My Life is Hell would be appropriate. Can't pay the rent. It's overdue. And I'm sick. After I wrote that song, things didn't really get much better. And this next song is, I don't think I'll even tell you what the name of it is. It's the next chapter in my life. Con Edison, I pray. Thank you. no light or hot water. Pity me, Con Edison. Have faith, I'll change my ways. And pay right on time from now on.
Karen Mantler and Michael Evans performing live at the studios of WFMU. You know, in addition, you have three records out, and they're all in print, I hope?
They are all in print, yeah. Actually, ECM is now being distributed by BMG, and
those nice folks at BMG.
Yes, they're reprinting all of them.
And the good thing is, in addition to having your records in print, they don't give you any money for them, right?
Right, they offer it to me, but I won't take it.
Oh, good, okay. But you want to have your utilities on.
That's the only problem, yeah. But I was thinking that if I could get that song to Con Edison, then maybe they could give me electricity in exchange for sort of like their theme song or something.
They could use it in commercials.
But I can't get through to them, so.
We have friends there.
Ah.
We'll try and see if we can speak to someone. Okay. Now, if people want to get the Watt family scrapbook, which Monica sent to me very nicely, which has all the Watt releases listed with pictures of the covers and photos of your mom and dad and other artists and yourself, they can write to BMG Classics. I guess that's the way to get it, or is there another address?
Well, you know, I think it would be better if you just wrote to Watt Works, which is, you know, the main office. And it's a pretty simple address. You think I should tell them what it is?
Well, I can't find it here on the catalog.
I know what it is. It's P.O. Box 67, Willow, like the tree, New York, 12495.
It must be so peaceful up there.
It's really nice. I was just there this weekend.
So that's the Watt Works label address?
Yeah.
Okay. P.O. Box 67, Willow, New York, 12495, and just ask for the Watt Works catalog. And can people also buy your records through that address?
No, you have to go to a store.
But stores ask for money. They're so greedy. Whereas if they write to Watt Works, they'll be sent the CDs for free, right?
No, I don't think. I think I'll get in trouble with my mother if I say that over the air. But the catalog you can get for free, and it's got a lot of interesting things, little press releases that Carla would write through the years, and usually only radio stations and newspapers would get to read these things. So, God, I hope she doesn't get flooded with calls. Oh, I don't think so. I think we have, you know, we might have like 10 or 20 of them.
Well, the three albums of yours, if people want them, the first one is called My Cat Arnold.
Right.
The second one was Karen Mantler and Her Cat Arnold Get the Flu.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been a momentous occasion when that happened.
Yeah, that was really awful. I had a temperature of 105.
Wow. Yeah. Then the new album is called Farewell, and it has you on the front, sitting there somewhere in a snow-filled field with a little tombstone that says Farewell, and you're dressed in black, and you're clearly mourning.
It's a graveyard, yeah. Yeah.
But that was a number of years ago.
No, that...
Well, Arnold died in 91, right?
Yeah, but... Well, it's taken me a long time to get over it. And I'm, you know, still recovering. But after I recorded all the songs, and I swear now I'm going to start writing really happy songs that all have very fast tempos. But it's going to be another year till that record comes
out. Yeah, I just looked at your set list, and it doesn't look like the next couple of songs.
No, hasn't happened yet.
In that direction. Wow. Okay, well, you've got another 14 minutes, so you got at least two more songs?
We got two more, exactly.
Let's hear them. Karen Mantler and Michael Evans, performing live at the studios of WFMU. Thank you.
just beware. They might smile and nod their heads while they wish that you were dead. Just beware. Your friends might not be what they seem. Take it from me. If you're not careful, you might get hurt one last time. It's just a warning. Don't get caught off your guard. Evil lurks in all our hearts. Just beware. You won't last very long, even if you are strong. Just beware. Just a warning. That was a drum feature. Michael is so well behaved all the rest of the time that we have to give him at least one song where he can play really loud and play, you know, lots of notes. The next song, and well, the final song that we're going to play is called I'm His Boss. And it's not about Michael. It's actually when I was working at a restaurant and I had a crush on the dishwasher, and so I wrote this song about it rather than act on it. I know that he's just a boy, but I stop looking at his ass. Gustavo has big strong arms, and his broad shoulders are just the right size. But I can't talk to him. I'm afraid that he won't understand. I'm as hot as I seem, but he's only 18. I'm his boss. From somewhere the Latin lover I never had. So handsome and such a tease, calls me his amore, but treats me mean. He's always tempting me with his looks, but he's joking around. I'm the last on his list. There's no way we could kiss. I'm his boss.
I was going to say it was a touching story, but actually quite the opposite, wasn't it?
Yes.
Wow, thanks. Great show. I offer you my applause.
Thank you.
Yay, well, thank you.
That was wonderful.
It was fun.
Now, again, you're at CB's Gallery this Saturday, the two of you.
Right.
10 o'clock.
That's right.
Anywhere else coming up in the future?
Well, we hope one day to play Fez, and I'm going to be working on that.
Fez is owned by Con Edison, so we'll... speak to the president of Con Edison. Like, I think we can work something out.
Okay.
Yeah. And if someone called up about your CDs. Are they available at Tower Downtown?
Yeah, Tower Downtown. I mean, probably at other stores too, but I definitely know they're at Tower Downtown.
Okay, all three CDs. My Cat Arnold, Karen Mantler and Her Cat Arnold Get the Flu, and Farewell. And if they want the catalog, again, they write to Watt Works. That's W-A-T-T, Watt Works. P.O. Box 67, Willow, New York, 12495. And I guess that's it. We have a couple of minutes left. Do you want to just do a little instrumental while we go up to 3 o'clock? You can riff. You can do whatever you want.
Well, I'll have to think about that.
Meanwhile, I'll do a station ID.
Okay.
My name's Irwin, and I personally want to thank Karen and Michael for coming down and performing. I want to thank Michael Middlesdorf for doing the engineering. And oh, and he has a gig coming up. Michael, what is it?
The Harvest Moon,
what?
In New Brunswick. On the 26th of this month.
26th of October.
The Catherine Moon.
Playing
Crescent,
in New Brunswick.
Crescent Cafe. In New Brunswick.
Half of what I just said, I guess, is misinformation.
Yeah, it's all lies.
Oh, okay. Anyway, KBC is up next, and... we've got a few minutes, so Karen Mantler and Michael Evans are pulling out some sheet music, and they will riff for you until 3 o'clock.
I don't know if I know what riff is, but maybe it's
If only you had
this.
Continued studying music, you know, they hadn't thrown you out of the program.
Thank you.
friend, we must part once again. But this time, I'm afraid that it's over. Farewell. We've reached the end of the road. Something tells me we're through. I think that we've reached the end of the road. Nothing can last forever. Farewell. You and I seem to feel the same way. Two ships passing, nothing more, and it's over. Farewell. We've reached the end of the road. Something tells me we're through. I think that we've reached the end of the road. Nothing can last forever. Both know there's not much left to do. I'll just sit here while you drift away, my beloved. Are you still with me? Is this the end of the road?
Karen Mantler and Michael Evans performing live in the WFMU studios. Two quick things. Someone wanted to know how to spell her name, because I seem to be slurring it. It's Mantler, M-A-N-T-L-E-R. That's the bin you will look in the record stores. Also, we have two CDs to give away of her new album, Farewell, which features Michael accompanying Karen on 11 songs that Karen wrote, a lot of which she performed this afternoon. If you would like one of these CDs, you got to call the station. First of all, you have to own a cat. You have to have a cat, and you have to prove it. Want to know the cat's name, and if possible, you have to make the cat meow over the phone. The phone number is 601-678-7743. 201-678-7743. You have to have a cat, prove it, and you have to want one of these Karen Mantler CDs. Stay tuned for KBC here on WFMU. East Orange.